There's something about charter schools that parents love. So when the mayor of Indianapolis, a city that's been a leader in the development of charter schools, shut one down last summer, a group of parents and staff made a bold decision. They chose to keep the school going with hardly any funding and no charter. Kyle Stokes reports.
At first, parents fought the mayor's decision to close the project school in central Indianapolis. They went to court. They took to the streets in protest.
We've got the power. If you can't hear us, we'll shout louder.
The mayor's office, which oversees some of Indianapolis's charter schools, pointed to the school's dismal results on statewide tests. The protest was last July. School was starting in 2 weeks. Many of its 300 students were looking for other schools. But Project School parent Matthew Brooks didn't want to do that. He was among the first parents to say, we will have school this year.
Parents are calling me saying, school? What do you mean? You know, I was like, I mean real school. We're going to do this.
And a few of them have done it.
So our choice is, and why don't you put your eyes on the board?
After 8 months, about 35 students from kindergarten through 8th grade and a handful of former Project School staff members are holding school. It's not yet accredited, and the students won't take statewide tests this year. But they're still here, squeezing into tiny rooms attached to a church-run gymnasium building.
Hey, do not fight over the wall!
The parents named the school Project Libertas. And on short notice, the gym was the most fitting home parents could find to house, well, a misfit school.
So I don't even know that there's a word to describe here. We'd need a few hyphenations. We're an independent hyphen, communal hyphen, startup school.
Keep in mind, under Indiana law, these parents could send their kids anywhere across school district lines or to any of dozens of charter schools or private schools accepting vouchers. But Project Libertas parents, like Audretta Wright, do not trust those options.
I have to say this, I'm not prejudiced at all, but they was at a school where my kids was ignored.
Wright is one of the few parents whose children did not attend the project school, but she pulled four of her kids out of a public school to enroll them here at Project Libertas.
And although these teachers out here are white, they care about these kids, whether they're black, Mexican, white, it doesn't matter.
Project Libertas won't turn away any students who can't pay, and tuition ends up being whatever families can afford. Staff members often don't see a full paycheck. Next year, Libertas parents plan to use state private school voucher money to make ends meet. But to do that, they'll also need to take statewide tests again and keep their scores up, something the school in its previous incarnation was not able to do. Libertas parents say they're learning from what didn't work and argue that their new school is different. Parker Baxter is with the National Association of Charter School Authorizers. He says the state should consider the old school's record to decide if the new school should be eligible for state vouchers.
This school has a record of performance, and it should be judged on that performance if it wants to again receive public dollars.
But Baxter says that's the state's problem. He thinks the school deserves a chance to prove itself, and a state panel could vote on its accreditation application as early as next month. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Stokes.
And that story comes to us from the State Impact Project, a collaboration between NPR and local stations to show the impact of state government on people's lives.